Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 69. If you don't like 69 jokes, turn this off now, because this is just going to be really childish and pathetic. Okay, so welcome to number 69 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing too. Last week we did Parenting Hole with Bethan O'Riordan. She's amazing. Check her out. She's a parenting guru, psychotherapist, Calm Comforting Parenting on Facebook, Bethan O'Riordan on Instagram. Yeah, amazing. So this week is not as highbrow. It is basically episode 69. So I went about earlier, out and about, and I asked people about their experiences with the number 69, what it brought to mind, what memories it brought up, and basically just their views. Hi girls, my name is Norma and I'm doing a podcast this week on Heal Your Hole is the weekly podcast. This week it's episode 69. So what props to mind for ye when you say the number 69? Because ye look like, I mean, ye could be my daughters, you're so young. So I'm just, what, now you're legal I think, but what props to mind with the number 69 in your generation?
Sex.
Okay. And is it an unusual position?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, probably not unusual in your generation. It was very unusual in our time. Now, would you, out of all the positions that exist, and you might not have, you may be an absolute virgin as white as the driven snow, but do you reckon it would rate number one or number way down the list?
Personally, wouldn't be my favourite.
Yeah, neither. It's not bad though.
No, it's not.
I wouldn't
bad.
Put it down the list, but yeah, yeah. Not a favourite.
Yeah.
It can be awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard
right
my friend.
Right, yeah, right person.
The right person.
Then yeah. It can work, but wrong person, it can be awkward.
Okay, I read about a woman who was doing the 69 or whatever, however you say it, and she thought there was something exiting the hole that she was looking into. And it turned out to be hemorrhoids, which are things that happen to older people. They're like these little bubbles of poo bubbles. And she said it was like an old song called 99 Red Balloons floating out his arsehole. So anyway, the relationship didn't last much longer. But at least it wasn't a number two anyway.
Yes.
So right, so you don't shun it completely, right? If it's the right person.
Right person and not...
Right.
If someone's awkward about it, it's going to be awful.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm guessing being on top would be trickier, or maybe being on bottom would be trickier. It's just a really ridiculous position.
Okay. When you think about it like that, it's...
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to know that your generation know what the 69 is as well, that it hasn't died a death. All right, thanks very much, girls. This week, it's episode 69, right? Yeah. So I'm kind of going to do it around the number 69. What props to mind for you when
Sexual
I say the
position.
Sexual position, right. Yeah. Now, have you had any luck with it, or is it a joke?
I've had luck with it, yeah.
You've had luck with it. But how, like, do you ever think that the poor woman is got her nose in your arsehole?
No.
No. Oh, come back. No, seriously, it's useless. It never worked for me. Do you still use it, or is it a thing of the past?
I've used it in the past, yeah.
You've used it in the past. Yeah. And would you keep using it, or would it be way down the list?
Yeah, I'd use it, yeah. Keep using it.
All right, well, good for you. Thank you. Hiya, lads. How are you doing? I see you're enjoying your pint there. I do a podcast every week called Heal Your Hole, and this week I'm on episode 69. Does that particular number bring anything to mind for ye in relation to a hole?
Well, you know, it's like life. You have to flip the coin. There's tops and tails, and that kind of it kind of goes all over the shop. So I would be all in favour of it. Thank you very much.
Brilliant, tops and tails. That is exactly it. And did you know what he was talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
And have you topped your tail? Have you tried out this activity?
I tell you what, if I had a top, it'd be tail, and a tail, it'd be top. So I tell you so much. I've been on both sides. I'll tell you.
So you've been on top and bottom.
Well, only in Aruba.
Only in, right, lovely. And also, are you flexible enough that you could 69 yourself? No, that's not a 60. That's just a 6, really.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, a 6 and or a 9. I would describe myself if I did yoga to be one and both, or neither of those.
Neither of those. No. Okay, and where would you rate it in the... Because, I've heard bad stories about 69ers where someone's getting too into it and they bite your man's knob off.
Okay, well...
Not off, but, you know, enough off that they don't try it again.
That's a lot of information to chew.
Okay, brilliant. And any other positions other than 69 that you'd rate above...
Well, I'm all for a religion, so I'd say a missionary, straight down the line.
I'd say you haven't been to Mass in a long time, boy.
I don't know.
Oh God, that Virgin Mary, she's a...
Exactly, yeah. She
probably had plenty 69s in her time.
She did, yeah. No, she was up and down.
With the guardian angels. Right.
That was it. Sorry.
You can't beat Dougie.
You can't beat Dougie.
No.
You can't beat Dougie.
No.
Do you know what?
We're both facing the same way, so it's grand.
We are actually both facing the same way, but there's a partition here between us. I don't know if that's a COVID partition or whatever. Sorry. Oh, you didn't mean that we have do Dougie now. No.
Not you at all.
Both humans.
No.
Yeah.
Humans facing the same direction.
Yeah, no, true.
Up and God.
Well, the good thing for the woman is she can pretend she's having the crack. In either of those positions.
Give her like a Game Boy or something.
Give her a Game Boy. Absolutely. Yeah. She could even have the laptop in front of her, couldn't she?
She could, yeah. She'd be looking up Pokemon videos or anything, it's fine.
Pokemon videos, right. I'll go home and try that. Pokemon. All right, great. Enough, lads. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Enjoy your pints. This week it's episode 69. So what do you think the episode's going to be about?
I'd say cream for your bum.
Cream for your bum?
Yeah, for healing, you know?
Oh, healing. Well, I was thinking more the number. What comes to mind when you think of the number 69?
All right. I guess there are two holes involved.
There are two holes involved.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried the old 69er?
Yeah.
You have? And
why did you answer?
I'm not contributing.
I'd give it a 0 out of 10.
It's more
fair,
a hassle than it's worth.
Well, for me anyway, your nose is basically in some fella's arsehole, basically. Whereas I suppose it's not fair where you end up either. And actually, I'm not sure. I suppose 69 could be any. It could be two women, it could be two men.
That's true for sure.
Might work better that way.
I think it does work better that way.
Okay, so you were thinking that this is going to be about cream for your bum.
I think this is 30 seconds
And just before I go, what cream do you suggest for the people who are trying the 69ers and they're maybe in a bit of pain after? They're probably not, are they? Pseudocream, Vaseline?
I think it doesn't matter now.
Caniston? No, it doesn't matter. All right, thank you. When you think of the number 69, what comes to mind for you guys?
I think of them trying to get into the 69 position on Love Island last week.
What? Tell me about it. I missed that.
They were in the contest, the first person to get into a 69 position wins, but the boys got on the floor and waited for the girls to get on top, but the girls didn't know which way to go. It was very awkward. It was very funny though.
They didn't know what a 69er was?
Yeah. Well, I think they just got it confused with different sex positions.
Well, it seems like a lot of people in there would get confused about a lot of things.
Yes.
The basis in life doesn't come easily to them.
No.
So they weren't even under a big sheet.
No. This was in broad daylight.
Broad daylight. Look, so this was a challenge.
Yeah. This is a challenge.
And they were told who to partner up with.
Yeah, I think it was the eldest boy and the youngest girl or something.
Oh, isn't that just lovely? Yeah, beautiful. And but any
that
chance
could be wrong, actually.
Because I was thinking a 69 could be two women and two men as well. Was there any couples?
No, not in Love Island, unfortunately. That's as straight as it gets. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a bit weird in this day and age, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because to be fair, I do think maybe a lesbian 69.
Although no, because your nose is still in the other person's butthole. Like, it's just, I don't get it. Like, I mean, nobody's butt smells great. Like, sorry. Anyway, these are just random thoughts coming to me. Anyway, thank you about the Love Island thing. Does anyone have any other 69 opinions?
I don't know if I can add to that.
It could be something pure clean about, you know,
pure, some pure clean thoughts about 69.
Prime number.
Is it a prime number?
Were you thinking of maths thoughts?
3 multiplied by 23.
I just remember 69 as a teenager that loads of teenage boys would talk about as if they knew what it was.
And they still didn't.
I don't know. I didn't ask them. It was just thrown around a lot as like a thing to say.
It was kind of more intriguing than doggy or mission or... anyway, no. Okay, I'm going to leave there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Norma Sheehan, and I do a podcast every week called Heal Your Hole. And this week I'm struggling with the title because it's episode 69. So I'm just wondering, lads, what comes to mind for you guys when the number 69 pops up? The youngsters over there at that table, now, not saying you're not youngsters, but you're closer in age to me, they knew what it was. So, yeah. And do you have any idea?
When I think of 69, I think of a drooping 99.
Ooh, a drooping 99. Mm. Okay. Mm. Right. Well, that you're on your own there, I'd say. Mm.
Yeah. Well, there you are. That's it. Yeah. Yeah,
would it be a Teddy's 99?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. It's the original and the best.
So it's a bit of a pathetic one, really. Yeah, it's not
sloppy 99.
Someone's brought it back to the car to you.
Sort of thing.
It's dripping down the side. Yeah. The flake has fallen off.
Rolling all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
The flake is melting in the sun and everything.
That's no good.
Remember
no
that?
Good.
The sun.
Remember that. Back in the days. Back in July. Yes. And you don't think of like the Interstate Memphis 69 or the bus that goes to Rathcool as a 69?
Ah, does the bus take the Interstate?
Probably not. And lads, you 69 doesn't ring any bells for you guys? Any flashbacks to situations?
At our age, I was going to say it's 30 short of an ice cream, but that's all. Yeah,
that's it.
The same thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have to say it's a long time now since I
you had a 99.
Since I had a 99 till I had the full 99.
Since you enjoyed it.
You stick to the 99. Sorry, when you said 99.
Yeah.
A drooping 99, do you mean like 99 is two people standing up and then the drooping ice cream is when but did you mean a bad 99 or a bad intercoursal something?
Well,
I wouldn't be bad
enough to think of it as bad.
Your
as
mind
that.
Wouldn't
yeah,
go there.
No.
You've never.
No, Teddy's is a big treat for me these
Teddy's
days.
Is a big treat. Yeah. I would put I would put the chocolate before
Teddy's
the
mind.
We've just taken him out for an hour.
Yeah.
So. Right. Great. Well, thanks, lads, because it's good to get every side of the story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, my name is Norma Sheehan, and I do a podcast every week called Heal Your Hole. So some weeks it's hairy hole, horny hole, funny hole, whatever. This week, it's episode 69... And I'm not sure what to call it, but what props to mind for you when I say episode 69?
The anniversary.
The anniversary? What is the anniversary?
That's the name of the episode.
Okay, and what has anniversary got to do with the number 69?
Just in general it does.
Okay, nothing else comes to your mind with the number 69?
Sure it does, of course.
Oh, it does. And is this the anniversary of a position you were in back in this day a year ago, or am I way off track?
Something like that. Something pretty similar, actually.
Something pretty similar. Are you a fan of the 69?
Can't complain.
Can't complain.
It's been around since the beginning of time. I mean,
Where would you rate it on favorite positions? Would it make the top 10?
it definitely holds its place as a classic, but not so sure.
And do you think for a male, is it better to be on the bottom or the top of a 69, or could you both go sideways? Because it's been so long for me that I the 69 only means, you know, a bus route now at this stage. No, not that I'd be routing anyone on a bus.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the classics, I mean, it's definitely up there in the top three.
Okay. And are there any new ones nowadays that I've missed out on in my last few years?
I haven't received the updated version of the Karma Sutra. I apologize.
Okay. Well, you're lovely. I'll let you go because this is really strange talking to you at the side of the street about 69s.
Absolutely.
Are you on holidays here? Or?
No, I've been here for the past 5 years.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Where did you move here from originally?
I moved here from Kuwait.
Kuwait. Cool. Yes, and do you love it here?
Mm.
Well, except for COVID.
It's home. Listen, it's a worldwide phenomenon. We're all going through it.
Yeah. And how are things in Kuwait?
Pretty good, actually. Pretty good. Not too bad. It's basically plateaued everywhere at this point. So,
yeah.
Just cruising, I guess.
Okay. And have you any draw to go back and visit? Have you anyone back there to visit? Or is everybody here?
Everybody's here. The family's here.
Yeah. Okay, good.
But, no, I'm definitely going to go back in 2 years.
Okay, because we have a good gang in America, and they're finding it very hard to get back. So it's tough.
Oh, it's tough. That's tough. What held me back from going home.
Yeah.
I mean, next year I'm doing my master's in the UK. So hopefully, you know, after then I can get back home and get really touch.
Great. And your master's isn't in sexual 69er positions or anything like
Pretty
that?
Pretty close. It's psychology.
Psychology. There you go. Well, I mean, you can do a whole essay
of
on
course,
69.
Of course.
Brilliant. Thank you for chatting to me. This week it's episode 69. So what do you think I should do it about?
The sex move to 69.
Would it be in one of your, is it in your top three?
yeah. Wait, real up there.
And do you mind having your nose in someone's arsehole while you're doing it?
Nah, that's the best part.
That's the best part. All right, lads. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Yes, so that was a broad spectrum. I think most people jumped on the sexual thing because we're all a bunch of filth bags. Apparently out there, if someone puts the digit 69 in anything now, you have to put nice under it, N-I-C-E, nice. Not sure what that's about. I did speak to someone, they wouldn't give a comment, but they said they walked in on their parents in the 69 position. That was good. And I spoke to another guy, he wouldn't comment either, but he said that he had a weird experience where he's not sure if the lady did a number one on him while they were doing it. And I'm not sure either if the boy was confused. Anyway, look, 69 is awkward, basically, because people are different heights. The whole angle thing is just, I just think it's just not good unless you're totally and utterly into it. And there's one thing, though, with COVID, apparently, it is beneficial. So I'm going to ring a COVID helpline now and find out if they are encouraging the 69 as an anti-COVID spreading position and see what they have to say.
Hi, this is Izzy. How can I help you?
Hi there, Izzy. I just have a not a very serious matter, but I've started a relationship with someone new and they're not vaccinated. And I'm just wondering from a physical contact perspective, how do I broach it with him? And are there ways around it? Like, I mean, we could just talk online, or we could, I mean, do maybe 69 position or something like that. What are people being advised to do in that situation?
For dating, so I don't know about advisements about it. It's really up to your comfort level and his. If you feel more comfortable just talking online, if you feel like, you know, wearing masks around each other, that's probably, you know, it's up to you.
And if he got regular tests, I'm afraid to broach that and just say, I need you to be constantly tested, or it's just a really awkward situation with Delta and everything going on. I really wish he would get vaccinated, but he I don't know him well enough, and Are you suggesting positions where mouths aren't touching?
I think I might be confused about what you're talking. Are you talking about, like, just dating?
No, but, like, for intimacy, what are the recommendations for COVID?
I don't feel comfortable speaking about that.
Okay. I probably should speak to my GP then?
Yeah, it's best to speak to a doctor or your boyfriend about it.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Well, she was totally useless. So I'm just going to go and Google whether it is good for COVID to get into the 69er. So I'll just have a look there and I'll get back to you in a second. Jesus Christ, don't Google it. Oh my God, what a rabbit hole. I've just learned, you know what, you shouldn't Google anything. Because I have just learned, I kind of knew, you know, there were certain positions that people were advising during COVID, because I did a podcast on glory holes, and that was one of the recommendations. There's also, you know, basically you are your own best sexual partner during COVID. Just give yourself a good scene to, or someone you live with, obviously not a relative, but, you know, try and be under the same roof with one person or have one partner. They were saying no kissing. Ideally, if you're just dating someone, but COVID can be passed on through semen, feces, saliva, mucus. So really, I'd say if you're with anyone, you're going to get it off them. But what did blow my brain slightly was the fact that I think I learned something new. Obviously, condoms are a great thing to prevent spread of lots of stuff. But I found this thing about dams and rimming. And rimming is to do with your a-hole, and you can catch things like E. coli if you don't wear this face, tooth, tongue condom-y thing. Or you can get shigellosis when you're doing analingus. Okay, I'm actually sweating. I'm never going to have sex again. Probably for the best. Yeah, no, they basically said, look, just camming is the way to go. But just be careful of your images, that it's not being spread somewhere you don't want it to be spread. Yeah, so yeah, just get your palm out. Palm is your best friend, is your girlfriend for COVID. Anyway, enough about that. Okay, if you enjoyed the episode, which is unlikely, tell all your friends about it. If you didn't enjoy this episode, shut your hole. Until next week, see you then. Episode 70. I might do something about, I don't know, the environment.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.